This is the KPFK Governance Committee for November 11th, 2020. We're meeting to set the agenda for the upcoming LSB meeting. This is Beth von Goodman chairing. Can we have a roll call, please?
Sure.
You want to do that, or shall I? Go ahead.
Can you call him again? He doesn't hear you, I don't think.
Okay. Kenny Aaron?
Here.
Great. Grace Aaron? Here. Paul Roberson?
Here.
Alan Beek? Michael Novick? Bella DeSoto? Eric C. Jacobson?
Here.
Janine Roan here, and Paulina Vasilias. Okay.
Okay. Well, that gives us enough to get started. And thank you all for taking time to come. Working through the agenda, starting with our standard template. We have a standard call to order, opening business, then reading the mission statement, roll call, approved proposed agenda, approve excused absence requests, and approve minutes from previous meetings. If there are no objections to anything within the opening call to order, then we'll consider that accepted. On to item number two, public comment. I would like to raise the issue that the last meeting we had, where we had scheduled public comment that early in the meeting, things that didn't happen, like the manager's report, we had two or three public comments pile up at the beginning before there was really much of anything to comment on. So, and there was definitely comment on that. So I'm wondering whether we might want to move public comments a little further down the agenda to give people more grist for that mill.
Well, this is, may I fill you?
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes. We could make it three comment periods that are 10 minutes each,
mm-hmm.
and just start with public comment two and make that number one and make it 10 minutes. It's a long
mm-hmm.
time, but Bella to the stack.
And then Kim.
Okay, Bella.
We always have four public comment sessions. Since I came in a bit late after a very grueling finance committee meeting, I wanted to know what was the rationale for cutting it off and trimming it to three. Can anybody explain that?
This is Beth. I was trying to address the concern raised at the last LSB meeting that we had two or three public comment sessions pile up very, very early in the agenda when other items that were slated didn't happen, like the manager's report. And people then requested, couldn't we space them out further into the meeting after
Beth, I did not want that history. I was there, I remember. But again, the rationale earlier on was to hear first from the public. The public needs to inform the LSB before any business starts, really. And that is the reason why we decided a few months ago to start with the first public comment before we start the business of the LSB. That was the rationale. Now, what is the rationale to eliminate that?
Well, I just explained, but you told me you didn't want to hear that because you were there.
Okay, but there is no rationale.
I just
we
explained
had some
the
issues.
Rationale.
But
I just
there were
explained
some
the
issues.
Rationale. It may not be what you accept, but I did explain the rationale.
Okay, I remember arguments because of the GM's report, and that's what the GM was not going to come in, and then there was he showed up and something or the other.
He didn't come.
He didn't come. But there were other things. We had a very busy agenda then. We should not, hold siege every single agenda because of that. We had a closed session. Then we had a very long, extended agenda, so
yes,
I could understand.
Did. So, thank you, Bella, for your thoughts. We wanted to hear from Kim too.
I just want to point out early. This may inform the rest of the agenda that you need to put the budget on the agenda for this weekend. I think I've informed you, Beth, that the NFC and the PNB passed a motion that all LSBs have to vote on their budgets and
right.
send it up there. And the Finance Committee today made a motion not to approve this budget. And I'm going to be writing up comments to inform the LSB because we couldn't, get to those. I don't know if you need a half an hour or an hour. I don't know if the GM is going to be there to try and blow some smoke about this, but you need
Question. Did
yeah.
you want that to be a separate, an additional item in addition to Treasurer's report and Finance Chair's report, or did you want to include it in one of those two?
Well,
it has to be
I think it needs to go with the general manager's report and budget. He knows because, he's theoretically supposed to be presenting the budget and sort of take some time to go through it. And then, Fred and I can have our comments as well. And be informing the LSB as well.
For me, that raises a question. Then, it would make sense to me to cluster all the financial
yes
discussions
yes.
together.
Yes. yes,
all of
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
And
yes.
right now, there's a general manager's report which doesn't stipulate the budget, but.
It should.
At least as it's listed now, but it should.
Yes.
Do we know whether he intends to be there to present it? If we don't,
I think so, because he was on the call today, and he's very aware sort of now that he's got to sort of perform. I can check with him tomorrow if you don't want to.
I can.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
ask
just,
him.
You can say we put, you were told that, the budget's going to be on the agenda and, I'm assuming you're going to be there to present it. And is an hour enough time for you, with discussion and all that?
If we want to cluster those things together, then do we want to move the Finance Committee reports, the Treasurer's report and Finance Chair's report up so that it follows the General Manager's report?
Number three is General Manager report and discussion. You'll change that now to General Manager Report and Budget Presentation, and then put under number three, Finance Committee, Treasurer, and Finance Chair Report.
That would
like
be under
that.
Number four?
Well, I'm looking at the what Janine sent around, and number three is the GM report and discussion.
Right, and so then number how
I would
just
put it under number three, like B, you know, or A,
well,
under number three.
Okay, the problem with that, I think it's correct that it should follow the general manager's report, but it's not part, but the finance committee report is not part of the general manager's report. And so it shouldn't be listed as a subheading of that. But
well,
I think you're right.
It's going to be on Sunday. It's going to be a part of the budget discussion. I mean, he may make a report, but, you know, you should cut that short because he's going to need to present his budget.
Kim, do you have your report ready?
Of course not, Bella. Got off the phone a half an hour ago. No, I don't have it.
Okay, but all there is a motion, right? A motion?
No, that's not all there is. I sent the motion to Janine and Beth a little while ago. So that goes under...
I see that I received it. I haven't had a chance to digest it yet.
It says basically the KPFK, you know, Finance Committee does not approve the budget. You know,
Right.
That's instruct the RSB to follow suit.
No, we didn't instruct. No, we recommend, and we recommend the LSB.
Not to approve it.
We really need to cut down on crosstalk. It's hard to hear.
We're taking too much time for this.
The KPFK Finance Committee recommends that the LSB not approve the budget. It fails to meet the requirement of a balanced budget based on realistic revenue and expenses. That's what it says. I attached the budget so you and Janine will have it and distribute it to everybody. And,
so what do other people think? Where would you... would it be acceptable to others to move the Finance Committee report to follow the General Manager's report and budget presentation?
Yes.
Is that Bella saying yes?
Yes.
Is there anybody else who wants to weigh in on that?
Fred is here. I just wanted to let you know I'm present and.
Hi, Fred. Welcome.
And the Finance Committee probably should weigh in after Aniel makes his pitch on the budget.
So that's what the question was. Should we move thinking it might make the most sense to cluster all the financial discussion in one location and probably up front so that we're sure to get through it, whereas prioritize it.
That sounds good to me.
I have one question, Beth. Yes. Is there anything else on the agenda that you know of that's important? If not, yes, that should be up front.
Well, it's possible we'll get to something I haven't heard about yet, so I don't want to assume that there isn't. I don't know of anything yet, but I want to leave open the possibility that something yet may arise. So if it's acceptable to people, then we'll move the Finance Committee report to become item number 4 immediately following the General Manager's report and allow enough time for presentation and discussion.
Well, okay. I mean... It shouldn't be separate because at some point you're going to have to vote on the budget, and you need to hear his report and then our, you know, stuff, and then.
So then we need to rename item number 3, not just General Manager's report, but
budget discussion.
Budget
discussion. FY21 budget discussion. Presented by the GM.
The GM is not going to present a budget.
Well, he should. That's his job.
So budget and finance presentation and discussion.
Bella, Beth is speaking.
It has to come from the finance.
Bella? So under budget and finance presentation and discussion, we would have item number A would be general manager's report. I want to hold the discussion so that it includes, I want to get both presentations in first and the finance committee report from treasurer and finance. And
Can I make a suggestion?
I'd like to hear Beth finish, Bella.
I would like to make a suggestion when you can, Beth. Make it easier.
Thank you. I've heard two different opinions that the budget should be presented by the general manager or by the committee. And what are people... Then historically, for me, what I've heard in the past is that the budget is presented by the general manager and then accepted or not by the board as represented through their committee. Is that as people understand
that
or is that?
Well, it's generally the GM and the treasurer present it sort of together. You know, they both interact with it. Speak about it.
Assuming that there will be some difference between what he presents and what the finance committee, their position, we'd like to begin with his proposal and then have the committee address his proposal and the degree to whether it's acceptable or not, if that's okay. Are there any objections to that?
Beth, to the staff?
Yes.
Bella, to the staff, rather?
Go ahead.
Yes, I just moved the finance committee report right under the general manager's report so that Tim can weigh in on what the GM does or does not cover. And by the way, the question would be, has the GM confirmed his attendance this Sunday?
Well, given the importance of this particular presentation and the fact that he was a total no-show last month, I will confirm tomorrow.
So you will be confirming. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So in the meantime. So what I did was I made C under general manager's report and discussion, finance committee report, and that's the end of it. Then the discussion can all be there as well. So A, B, and C are under 3, which then the finance committee report will have its space to present its motion and comments.
Said a little earlier, I proposed that we rename item number 3, agenda item number 3, budget and finance presentation and discussion.
Okay,
that
to
would
move
include,
it.
May I finish, please? And that would include first the general manager's report, including presentation of the budget, then the finance committee's response to that, which would include the treasurer's report and the finance chair's report, then opening it up to discussion among the entire board.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. If there are no objections to that?
My question is, why was it moved all the way down there to begin with? It's usually at the very top, even before the treasurer is
looked. Initially, the finance committee was listed as one of the committee reports, which is standard procedure for us. I think why it was moved down there.
Yes.
It's not pertinent at the moment. We don't need to decide that right now. We need to get on with scheduling the rest of the agenda. So if there are no objections to item number 3 as we've reordered it, then we'll move on to item number 4. Is that an objection, Bella?
Are you making the GM report number 2 or number 3? That's the question.
As
I thought we were moving it to number 2.
As I said before, may I please respond to that question? Item number 3, agenda item number 3 is now budget and finance presentation and discussion. Under that, we begin with item A, general manager's report, and budget presentation, because he's the one who generates the proposal. Then we move on to item B, finance committee response to his proposal. And that would include the treasurer's report and the finance chair's report. Then we open it up to discussion from the board as a whole.
This is Kim, if I may make a comment.
Yes.
I would just add that it should be at least an hour. I mean, depending on what else is on the agenda, but, you know, it should be expanded to at least 1 hour. And
right now we
have
30 minutes for the general manager's report and 30 for the finance committee report. And
No. I would put the whole thing at 1 hour. You do not want to let the GM talk for a half an hour because you're just going to get smoke blown. No. No.
So,
just make an hour for the whole thing.
That's what it is.
Well, it's listed separately now, but I think if that's Kim has a good point, and if we list it as a whole, then we'll have the option to guide him in his presentation. So if there are no objections to Kim's proposal that we consolidate those two times into one whole hour.
Right.
Hearing no objection, then...
Okay, I have a question, point of information. Why are we giving the Finance Committee 45 minutes, a half hour? What is the need for that? And why are we giving the General Manager a half hour? Why are we doing an hour for those two items? That is my question. What is the need for that? What is the need? I want justification for that. We have many important items on the agenda.
Are you
which are being
that the budget
here.
Is not important? That the finances are not important?
I didn't say that. I said that we discussed this even 2 months ago, that we should not be giving the general manager so much time. But why then if we give 15 minutes, let's say we give 15 minutes to the general manager.
So
why are we giving them the finance committee a half hour?
You ask for justification. This is my understanding of why we need to give an hour to this, unless I hear otherwise from other governance committee members. We're in dire, dire financial straits. It's not clear how we're going to resolve our current situation. And most board members are not as thoroughly versed in the particulars of this as are those members of the Finance Committee. So a lot of this will be news to them. And we need their input because they are board members and they represent listeners. And there will also be the general public on the line. So it's not enough just that we think we know what we want. This is a public meeting for the entire public, for the rest of the board and the rest of the public. And
I did not bring up public comment. I brought up board.
I didn't say public comment. I'm Bella. Please listen when I speak. I didn't say public comment. Public is listening. This is where they get their input. This is where they get their information from us. This is when we are accountable to them. So we need to be able to justify to them why we don't find the GM's budget acceptable. A lot of the information in our reports will be new to most people listening. It may not be new to us. So we, as board members and as informed board, we need to be patient with the fact that not everybody knows what we know.
I agree with you, Beth. I'm not disagreeing at all. Why would I disagree with that analysis?
I have no idea, but you did.
We are going to be listening to Kim on and on for almost a half hour or maybe 45 minutes.
This includes discussion, budgets and finance, presentations, and discussion.
Okay, fine.
We will ask those who have presentations to make to be concise, and then we will open it up to discussion of the entire board up to an hour. If we can get it done in less time than that, great. So,
Janine, to the staff.
Janine, yes?
I wanted to go through the three underneath the budget and finance presentation and discussion again, because I wanted to know whether, one, there was a motion that gets brought up at that time from the finance committee, and two, is there also a vote at that time?
This is Kim, if I can speak.
Yes, please.
Okay, sorry, I was on mute. I was trying to speak before. But I do not intend to speak for 45 minutes or 30 minutes. You know, I will have a concise report. This is more to hear what the GM says, hear, you know, what I say or what Fred says, and then for discussion. I would expect that would take most of the time. And then, yes, the motion gets presented, and then there's a vote.
And
so that motion should be on the agenda under Finance Committee.
Would that be item number three, or just a motion?
No,
motion from the Bella. It would be motion from the Finance Committee. After the GM. You know, it's more informative. There's nothing for the LSB to do with that other than it's an informative motion.
So we have,
and then they'll make their own motion.
We have, in general, the intention of that motion. Do we have wording yet?
Yeah, I sent it to you, and I just read it to you.
All right.
Okay, can I read that? Because I have something different than what Kim stated on this call.
What I stated, Janine, is what was voted on. And what I sent you is what was voted on. That was a first draft. What I sent you is what we voted on. I sent it to you and Beth.
Okay. Well, that's why I'm bringing this up, is because
along
it's different.
That was the first draft. I sent you is what we voted on, and I also sent you the budget. So you have that now.
Working on the agenda. So if anybody is following along on Google, I'm changing the agenda as we're talking.
Mm-hmm.
So we have the opening, you know, the call to order. That's number one. Number two is public comments.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that's how we're doing it. Number three is budget and finance presentation and discussion. That'll be 60 minutes altogether. And I've got A, general manager report and budget presentation. B, finance committee response to budget proposal. And then C is board discussion. And I just don't know whether we have a D, a vote, and whether to put in a motion under B when Finance Committee responds to the budget proposal. Will they repeat the motion? And if so, should I put it in the agenda?
So
the motion from the Finance Committee goes under the Finance Committee. That motion goes there to say what our recommendation is.
Okay, so is there a, then you're saying there's a separate line item that is just the Finance Committee outside of this response to the budget proposal?
No.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't think that's a dumb question. I'm not
okay.
understanding. So we're putting the motion under B.
I don't know what B is. I'm not looking at it.
As I have it down here, A, under item number 3, budget and finance presentations and discussion. Item A is general manager's report and budget presentation. Item B would be finance committee. I would say finance committee report and response to budget proposal.
Fine.
Because that's our standard item is a finance committee report, and this time it's augmented by the response to the budget proposal. Is that acceptable?
Fine, but under where it says finance committee, you know, just put that motion in, motion from the finance committee to the LSB.
So under finance committee report and response to budget proposal, there's a treasurer's item number 1 is treasurer's report, item number 2 is finance chair's report, and then the 3rd would be motion.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Motion from the LSB. Motion from the Finance Committee to the LSB.
Right.
Fine.
And then we would need to vote on that, but I think the vote would be part of that item number 3, because that's what you do with a motion is you vote on it.
Yes.
Does that answer your question, Janine? Does that give you what you need?
Okay. Well, I took a snapshot of my work in progress. So does the board discussion come before the motion?
Yes.
Because Robert's rules require a motion in order to initiate discussion.
Okay, great. So I'm going to put the motion under B. And what is the exact motion if it's not, because I have be it resolved.
I would say...
Janine, that's not part of the motion.
Oh, my God, Kim, stop talking to me that way.
But, Janine, it's not part of the motion. Please look at the right motion. Can I say it again?
That is the only thing I got from you.
No, it's not. I'll send it to you again.
That's Bella's motion.
Yes.
That's Bella's motion.
Oh, it came from Bella. Thank you.
Yes.
I'm sorry I'm exasperating you.
I'm going to ask all of us just to take a deep breath. And I know it's been a long year. It's still 2020. We've got a way to go yet. This is what this meeting is for. We're not off topic. We need to get this done, and we need to be gentle and patient with each other. We'll get done faster that way. So, thank you.
So, what I'm reading from Bella, can I repeat it?
Why?
Okay.
But
why?
That motion was rejected by the Finance Committee.
I just sent it to you again, Janine. The correct motion that we did approve. Have you received it yet?
Yes.
That is the motion.
What is the part that I cut and paste in here? The whole thing? The finance committee passed this motion? Or
yes.
Just the finance committee recommends? Or the LSB, the motion is from the finance committee that the LSB not approve the budget. It fails to meet the requirement.
Okay. Okay, you see where I say the Finance Committee passed this motion at our meeting today? Just say, a motion from the Finance Committee, colon, and then the KPFK finance, and then the motion. Motion from the Finance Committee, colon, and then the motion.
I don't know whether anybody's checking it out online, but
I'm looking at the email it came from and copying that language, and I'm going to paste it into my working copy here.
Okay, so we don't really need to have board discussion as number C there.
I would say that item number under C, under Finance Committee Report and Response to Budget Proposal, item number one would be Treasurer's Report. Item number two would be Finance Chair Report, because those are our standard reports. Item number three would be motion. And then the motion opens up discussion, as per Robert's rules. And so that would then give the LSB the opportunity to have input into the motion and leading up to a vote.
I'm looking now at the Google thing.
Thank you.
So the
treasurer report is on B. Am I correct? General manager report and budget presentation is A. B is treasurer report. C is finance committee report in response to budget proposal. And then it lists the motion.
This is Beth. Under A, I have general manager's report and budget presentation. Under B, I have finance committee report and response to budget proposal. Under that, I have item number one is the treasurer's report. Item number two is the finance chair's report, leading up to item number three, which is the motion. So 1, 2, and 3 would be subheadings under B, finance committee reports and response to budget proposal.
This is Janine. I was disconnected.
Okay. Did you hear any of what I said?
No.
Can I repeat it? Okay.
Yeah.
Item number three, budget and finance presentations and discussion, includes item number A, general manager's report and budget presentation. Item number B, finance committee reports and response to budget proposal. Under B, there are three items, the first being treasurer's report. That's one of our standard items. The second is finance chair report, again, one of our standard items. Number three would be motion. And I just copied and pasted the wording that was in the email from Kim just now. That motion then opens up discussion for, as per Robert's rules, for the LSB to address the issue. And that will lead then to a vote. We don't have to list the vote. It's just the consequence of the motion. And when there's a motion, then there's a vote, if there's a second. It doesn't need a second. It's coming from the committee. So does that jive with what you have down there then, Janine?
Yeah, it does.
Okay, good. Is there anything else you need to...
No, I'm going to send you in a text what it looks like.
Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, then. I'm going to hope that we don't have any further objections to this now, having gotten this far. And if hearing none, then we would move on to item number 4. So we will consider item number 3 now accepted. Item number 4, public comment number 2. And if that's where people want it, then we'll leave it right there. Unless there are objections to it, we'll consider that adopted. Item number 5, director's reports and discussion, which is also one of our standard items. That would then be followed by public comment number 3.
Beth, can I say something?
Yes, please.
Okay. As I mentioned to everybody, I am termed out. I've served 5 consecutive years on the PNB, and I could serve another year on the LSB, but I've chosen to resign. I've thought it over, and I think I'm going to resign. I'm going to pretty much resign most likely at the end of November. Now, Ken may resign as well. My replacement, the next alternate on the LSV list, is Rocio Rivas. I emailed her, and I copied you all on it, or some of you on it, the officers on it. So I've contacted her, and she would be very happy to serve. I think she'll be a wonderful LSV member. She's highly qualified. She works under Jackie Goldberg of the school board. She supervises some schools, I believe, in Eagle Rock. And she's very highly qualified. She has a lot of board experience, and I think she'll be wonderful. And she's going to be very happy to serve. So I thought maybe I would resign in the meeting, but I'm not going to do that for various different reasons. But I invited her to attend this meeting, and I'd like to be able to introduce her. And I can do that in my director's report, if that's okay with you, just to introduce her to the LSD. What do you think?
I don't have a problem with that. If I think it's probably at your discretion what you do with your director's report. It's pertinent to your job as director, and so I don't see that there would be a problem with that.
Okay.
Is
and
anybody
then,
else?
Yeah. When I do resign at the end, just to give you a heads up, I'll probably resign at the end of November, not during an LSV meeting. So what will need to be done is my various seats, like I'm on the audit committee, so I would need to be replaced. Actually, the PNB would replace me on the audit committee. But and I need to be replaced for a couple of months on the national board. So by having that election in December, it allows everybody who would like to nominate themselves or be nominated for that 2 months on the national board to replace me, it would allow the directors who were seated last December to be eligible to run for that seat on the national board. That's mm-hmm. one of the reasons that I'm going to resign at the end of November. The other reason is that Rocio Rivas is highly qualified, and if she's seated in December, it will give her a full year on the LSB if she chooses to run for the national board in 2022.
Mm-hmm.
It will also allow me, if I choose to run for the LSB again next summer, because I'll have a year off, which is a requirement. So that's my rationale. But I'd just like to introduce her on Sunday. She'll probably attend, and I just wanted to give you a heads up.
Thank you.
And I'll do it during my director's report. That's all.
Okay. Yeah,
can I, Fred here, can I say something?
Please. Go ahead.
It's relevant to this. Yeah, we'll need to have a STB, an IRB election for Grace's replacement in December. And I suppose we could organize that to do that by email during the meeting in December using what's his name? I forget. I can't remember his name. I'm sorry.
I'm guessing. Is it Tim? I've only
it's
met
John.
Him.
I think I can't remember his last
John
name.
Gary.
John Gary.
You're right.
Or I could contact Terry Goodman and see if he would be interested. But since it would probably be a less formal election than normally for a director, since it's only for 2 months.
Okay, so we will take all that into consideration when we put together our agenda for the December meeting. It's good that we have it, have the information this far ahead. So we can...
I'll contact both John Gary and Terry Goodman and see if what their opinions are about running the election in December. If we can do it during the meeting, immediately during the meeting, that would be the best way to do it and get it over with.
Yes, agreed. Okay, thank you, Fred.
Sure.
Is there anything further we need to take into account for directors' reports and discussion? If not, hearing no objections, we'll consider item number 5 to be accepted. Item number 6 is public comment number 3. If there are no objections, we'll accept that and move on to item number 7. We've reordered these. I haven't reordered. We moved the Finance Committee. I guess that doesn't actually change the agenda item numbers, so the Roman numerals. So item number 7 is committee reports, the standard governance, outreach, fundraising, programming, oversight, the financial committee business all being moved up to the earlier discussion. Are there any comments on this, or if there are no objections, then we can move on to the next item. Hearing no objections, item number 7 is accepted. Item number 8, public comment number 4. If there are no objections, we'll consider that accepted. Item number 9, new business. Did we? Wasn't there a resolution last meeting or recently that any new business would, we were going to require any new business to be presented to a committee first and then to come up through the committees? Did I get that right? Does anybody else remember? Hello?
I remember that vaguely.
Are you speaking about, I'm sorry,
regarding new business, I think I recall that we passed a resolution recently that any new business, we would require that any new business be presented to a committee first, and then come up through the committee to the LSB as a whole, so that we wouldn't have this naked new business hanging out there at the end without the cover of a committee, I think.
I can read it to you. Resolved that any future new business item brought up at the LSB meeting, unless it must be urgently dealt with, will automatically be sent to an appropriate committee or to the governance committee to assign it to a committee for discussion prior to consideration by the LSB. Members are urged, if at all possible, to bring proposed motions to an appropriate committee for consideration prior to the LSB, with the governance committee meeting shortly before the LSB as a last resort.
So I guess we leave new business as an item. I don't know of any new business, but it's possible that an LSB member could present a new business item, in which case the board would then do our best to refer them to the most appropriate committee. But that this way, with the item on the agenda, it leaves the door open to people bringing in new ideas. Then item numbers, if that's acceptable to people, then hearing no objections, we'll move on to consider that accepted and move on to item number 10, closing business. item number 11, announcements, and item number 12. If there are no objections to any of those three items, we'll consider them accepted as stated. And that brings us to the close of our agenda. Is there anything else that we need to address?
One quick thing. Ken is floating around here, but just mentioned that he may resign, and his alternate is Janine. So you may be on the board starting in December. I can't speak for Ken, but I think that he's going to resign when I resign.
Okay, we've got that heads up now.
Is Janine on? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Oh, you heard that.
Sort of.
Okay, yeah, it's good. It's good. This gives you
very
an opportunity.
Good.
And then you also would be eligible if you so chose to run for the PNC next year.
I have to have a year
on the local station board before you're eligible to be on the national board.
Right.
This is Eric. I had a quick item or two before we finish this meeting. Janine, did you get my email about the date on the minutes that you sent? I emailed you that it looks like those are the minutes of the September 20th meeting.
Yeah, and you're right. I sent you September's instead of October's.
Okay. So you're aware. What was my other... since we're in such a dramatic situation currently, at least depending on how you look at it, in the aftermath of this election, does anybody want to have the board adjourn with any type of expression of concern about this resistance to an orderly transition, you know, in Washington? I was a little bit startled that, not entirely startled, of course, considering the personality of the incumbent president, but I find it fairly concerning that the Secretary of State even jokingly referred to an orderly transition to the second Trump administration. Did anybody notice that except me?
Yeah.
He actually said that in a press conference. I don't know that it's our place, you know, as a local community radio station that's really not supposed to be political, at least in any formal and explicit way. But I don't have any language or anything, but maybe I'll see if anything occurs to me. Did anybody have any inclination to that would be appropriate, or should we just ignore it for purposes of our LSD meeting?
This is Grace. I have a comment. And that's that from time to time, people want to make a statement, like an editorial statement for Pacifica. And what happens is it can really clog up an agenda, and it's not really, unless it's really a dire emergency or something. I don't think we should take those things up, because then we should endorse this and we should endorse that, and how about endorsing this statement? And that's really not our role, I don't think, to tell you the truth. I'd rather not start a practice of doing that.
I hear you, Chris. I had that occurred to me as well, but it is kind of an unusual circumstance. But I don't have super strong feelings one way or the other. I do like the custom that I tried to... I didn't necessarily think I was starting a custom, but, you know, I do think it's okay for us to do the type of announcement that involves honoring somebody who is worthy of comment when they pass. But that also can lead to some of what you're talking about as well.
Maybe we could have space for announcements at the end of the meeting.
Yeah, there is a space.
It's item 11 on the agenda.
If you can make it as an announcement, because when we take a formal editorial position, it can take a long time to work out the wording. And the boards tend to get all bollocksed up in that and not do their normal business.
I understand. If there isn't any strong second or third for it, I'll leave it be. I was in such shock when it came to Professor Cohen's passing and wanted to mention, honor him, but that was a one-off as far as I'm concerned.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That was a bit close to him and his wife, and I just wanted to pass, given my little bailiwick
here. I think that was fine.
The fact that they supported Pacifica, too, they helped fundraise for KPFA, so a little more direct than this generic situation we have in the country.
I thought that was fine, Eric. I think that went well. It's just going further than that.
Right. I understand.
I'm getting a couple questions about possibly trimming the time, the designation time. I'm inclined just to leave them as they are rather than try to debate it and make a decision yet tonight, and just do our best to try to be as concise as possible. I know for my committee meetings, I'm not going to need as much time as is allowed. I think most committee meetings aren't going to need as much time. So if we manage to get through in less time than we've stipulated, then it just makes us look good, right? That'll certainly be my goal. Is there anybody who feels a strong need to address the issue of how much time each item takes yet tonight? If not, then we'll leave them. We've reordered item number 3 in terms of the time, and that was acceptable to people, and everything else I think we've left. And we'll just do our best to work our way through the agenda as efficiently as possible on Sunday. So,
okay, I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Is there a second?
No seconds are needed in committee.
Okay, then is there any opposition? Hearing none, then we are now adjourned.